will inevitably weather in your retirement, and you want to have a portfolio with more bonds than stocks to minimize your retirement's investments risk. If, rather than retire at 65, you keep working until you are 70, you can save more for retirement and get the income you need to delay collecting your Social Security retirement benefit. In your 60s, you should also enroll in Medicare. You could be denied coverage if you don't enroll within the right time, and get additional coverage to make up for what Medicare doesn't cover. By the time you retire, you should have a plan to convert your savings into a steady and reliable income that supports you decades into your retirement. You should create a retirement plan on the assumption that you will be alive at age 100. Today, a 65-year-old woman in average health has a 44% chance of being alive at 95, and a man of the same age in average health has a 33% chance of making it to 95. If you are to create a plan that ensures you don't run out of money in your retirement, you have to figure out your total living expenses, including utilities, groceries, travel, and other hobbies you pick up, and determine whether the reliable income you get from your Social Security and retirement investment accounts will be enough to cover these expenses. If it is not, you can either cut your expenses or purchase an income annuity to close the gap. In any case, you will be happier and more secure in retirement if your guaranteed income covers your fixed living expenses. Before you retire, you should also have a plan to protect yourself and the people you love should you get sick or incapacitated and need help taking care of yourself or managing your finances. No one really wants to deal with anything remotely related to getting old, falling sick, or dying. But not having the right documents in place when it happens is a sure way to cause your family further pain. Before you retire, ensure you have four documents: a living, revocable trust with an incapacity clause to make it easy for someone else to manage your assets on your behalf should the need arise, a will that spells out who inherits what when you die, a living will or durable power of attorney for healthcare decisions, and a financial power of attorney that gives someone the authority to handle anything not in your trust. Orman advises readers to consider getting a financial advisor to help them through any of the steps involved in retirement planning. If you are feeling overwhelmed by all the decisions you have to make, are unsure of something and want a second opinion, or just don't want to make money decisions on your own, a financial advisor can be exactly what you need. A financial advisor also helps you stick to your retirement plan, ensures you don't make hasty money decisions when you lose your spouse or the market crashes, and keeps your finances in order when your cognitive abilities begin to decline. Review. Susie Orman's mother did not anticipate to live long past her 60s. Her parents and grandparents had passed on in their 60s, and she did not expect that her lifespan would be any different. She had no plans for a long retirement, so she was not really worried that she did not have much saved up. By the time she was in her 80s, her savings had run out, and she was living off Social Security benefits. She lived to be 97. In the last years of her life, Orman had to step in to cover her bills. The Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50-plus is Susie Orman's earnest attempt to help people like her mother create a sustainable retirement plan. In it, Orman discusses everything from creating different types of retirement accounts and reducing costs to interviewing financial advisors and having end-of-life conversations with family members. Orman's burden is to help readers approaching retirement overcome the fear and anxiety associated with retirement planning and design a strategy that brings in enough money to cover living expenses and fund the dreams of their sunset years. Orman's book comes at a time when nearly half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved in a qualified retirement account. According to Kate Stalter, founder of the financial planning firm Better Money Decisions, 48% of Americans aged 55 and above have nothing invested in a 401k or similar account. Part of the problem, as Stalter observes, is that longevity is rising, corporate pensions are becoming a thing of the past, and people approaching retirement are investing like they are still in the 1970s, with no investment philosophy or plans for retirement income. As boomers and subsequent generations age, senior poverty is expected to rise, as is the number of retirees taking on paid work to support themselves. It is against the backdrop of this looming retirement crisis that a raft